artist, we can't control, you know, what people are doing around you, the wins and the losses that you encounter on the machine.
Those are some long fireworks. All right, that was the Japan Droids with the song Continuous Thunder. And you can find that on their album from a few years ago called Celebration Rock. That's right. Excuse me. Yeah, that's right. That was released back in 2012. All right, my name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And this is where Canadian music happens. So the Japan Droids, yes, they're a two-piece local band who just rock hard. Like, they're pretty heavy. I like them a lot. And I've never seen them live, though. No. So I don't know. Hopefully one of these days I'll finally get that chance. Now, speaking of live bands that I've never seen and I will be seeing, and they're actually one of my favorite bands of all. I'm talking about Lady Hawk. They're playing on December 18th at the Biltmore. So it's going to be Needles and Pins and Lady Hawk. And they're celebrating, I want to say, the 5th year or 7th year of the Biltmore, something like that. And I did actually go years ago to attempt to see Lady Hawk. I think it was on New Year's Eve. And I want to say it was at like the Columbia. And I think we left early because we were too tired. It was like super late. Yeah. So it was anyways. So I think I saw part of Lady Hawk. So I'm really excited. I've got my ticket. And so go check that out on December 18th. Yes. Oh, tonight there's a show too. So go on over to the Electric Owl and you can check out Always. Now, Always is a band out of Toronto, and I played them 2 weeks ago on my show. And they're very kind of jangly pop. So it should be an interesting show. I'm kind of excited. I'm taking pictures for the Discorder. So I'm actually working. Yes. All right. So here we are. It is Wednesday night. It's 6:39. And what do I have now? I've got some, I know what I have. The Modernettes. Now, the Modernettes are a band out of Vancouver from like the era of the late 70s, early 80s. I believe they were a three-piece, if I'm not mistaken. And of interest is the fact that I saw this band actually on the weekend at SBC. That's where there's a big skate ramp and all that. They were like, I have to play the headlining band too. Anyways, there were four bands that were playing just this past weekend, one of which I just adore. They're called Fashionism, so I'll be playing them for sure tonight. But there were two opening bands out of Seattle. And they played, I was really excited. They played the song Barbara from the Modernettes. Like, they covered it, and it was actually really awesome. And they did a killer job, and I was like super impressed. And I'm trying to remember what they're called now. I think they were called Bad Tats. That's right. That's who they were. And then the other band this past weekend from Seattle were, I'm trying to remember their name. Anyways. Okay. So let's hear Barbara. And this song I have on a compilation, which is awesome. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music. And it's from 1977 to 88. And it was released by Zulu Records back in 91. So we are going to hear the Modernettes. Now, another one of my favorite songs is on this comp as well. And that is the Pointed Sticks is, where is it? Real Thing. I love the song Real Thing. Maybe we'll hear both. We'll see. We'll see. We'll check out my mood. We'll see how it goes. All right. This is the Modernettes with the song Barbara. Oh, by the way, my name is Anita B. Did I tell you that? This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, maybe I did. I don't know. Okay. Here we go. The Modernettes on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Together, Barbara. Well, the drugs get aside so she can pass. You know I'm talking about Barbara. Everybody's flipping out, so she
That is way messed up. What am I doing here? Okay, that was weird. I have a CD, I think, skipping. Let's see what's going on here. Yeah, that wasn't working. Okay, so that I was attempting to play the battles, and that just didn't quite work out. I battled that way too much. Okay, so sorry about that. But let me tell you while I am here that we just heard Fashionism. And you can hear that song, Smash the State with Your Face, on a 7-inch of theirs. That's the deal. And Fashionism is Jeffrey McCloy with Alex Angel on drums and a couple of more good players. And yeah, they're awesome. So go check them out for sure. Fashionism is definitely one of my favorite local bands. All right. Now that that song wasn't really cutting it, let's find something else. How about, let's see, what do I have here? Oh, God, what do I have? Shimmering Stars. Let's listen to some Shimmering Stars. These guys are awesome. They have a new record out, by the way, and I have it in my hand. It's awesome. It's called Bedrooms of the Nation, and these guys are local. I think a while back I thought they were from Kamloops. I think because they recorded it there, but I do believe, yeah, it was mixed here at Hive, at the Hive Studios. But it was recorded in Kamloops, so I don't know how that worked out, but that's the deal there. So let's hear song number 4, which is called You Were There, all right? And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B, and this here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not afraid to die. This Friday, December 5th, the Barr Brothers play at the Fox Cabaret. Check out their new album, Sleeping Operator, on Secret City Records. To find out more about this event and others, check out mrgconcerts.com.
The sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
The holiday season is here, and it wouldn't be the holiday season without Operation Red Nose, a designated driver service that lets you celebrate until the party's over, and then return home safely in your own car. The service is easy to use and free. Just call us, and we'll drive you back to your home. For more information, visit OperationRedNose.com. Operation Red Nose, last call before you hit the road.
Tired of my thoughts, so I tell myself more lies. Lies are content. into the future. I wallow in my past. I'm starting to get used to it. And I hope it happens fast. Life's a contest. I want to finish in the middle of the pack. I can't catch my breath. I'm not first and I'm not last. I can't finish. I just want to feel normal again. What happens next? I just want to feel normal again.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was Energy Slime, and they are new. And this is Jay Arner's new band. So that's really exciting. What can I tell you about Energy Slime? Well, let me take the CD out first, and that could help because there's nothing on the actual CD case that tells me anything. This is It's like an advanced copy from Mint Records. So Energy Slime are the newest Mint Records band. And yeah, here it is. Their record was just released, actually. It was released November 11th, just now, like this past month, last month. And we heard the song, let's see, I think it was song number 4. I hope. That's what I'm going to type in. Gas in a Bag. I think that's what we heard. Oh, maybe we heard Graham Fucks the Queen. I think we heard Graham Fucks the Queen. That was the name of the song we heard. All right. I better type that in now before I forget. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is what goes on here. Before Energy Slime, we heard 2 from the B-lines, because you have to hear 2. The first song, I swear to God, was like 54 seconds. I'm not making that up. And I can't even type the name of the song with the name of the album into my computer before it's done. So I was like, okay, we're hearing another one. So we heard 2. We heard Supplements and Normal Again from their latest release, Opening Band. And I love the B-lines. You have to see them live. They're just awesome. Like, they're funny, and they super high energy. The lead singer is just all over the place. Really tall guy. And he, they put on a killer show. I just saw them open for Tough Age. No, they didn't open for Tough Age. They opened for Mudhoney. Tough Age was on first, and then it was the B-lines, and then it was Mudhoney. And that was at the Rickshaw, and that was just like a couple weeks ago, I don't know, a week and a half ago or something like that. And it was awesome. It was a really, really good show. So there you go. So you gotta know the B-lines. All right, before that we heard something from Tricky Woo, who is awesome. That's another killer band out of Montreal who I believe are no longer. That's my best guess. Tricky Woo, we heard the song Making Time. And of interest is the fact that I actually got a request from Graham Watson for some Tricky Woo. And he did that on my Facebook, which was actually really cool. So hi, Graham. Now, Graham is a notable sort of local regional rock celebrity. If you don't know, Graham was most recently the drummer in The Smugglers. And he also spent a good chunk of his drumming career in Bum. Yeah, and Bum played a show just a few weeks ago, which was pretty legendary at Lana Lou's. And yeah, so there you go. All right. Huh. Oh, did I forget to tell you Shimmering Stars? We heard them as well. The time is 7:02, and I have another 58 minutes with you. I like to rhyme because I got the time. And I'm not feeling blue. Wow. All right, let's listen to something from this compilation that I have here that I really like. It's awesome. You have to have it. It was released back in 95 on Lance Rock Records. That would be Lance Rock Jack. Actually, I was in a band and we were on Lance Rock Records at Nanaimo. So very cool. Anyways, this compilation is called O Canada, D-U-H. O Canada, a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. So it's a bunch of pretty much non-Canadian bands covering Canadian bands, which would make it SoCan, I believe, which would mean it's good for my show. So there are so many good songs on this. Hey, you know what? We could hear the Bum version. We could hear Screaming Fist. Hold on a second here. Let's see that I've got this right. Okay, so the Vile Tones do this song called Screaming Fist. Bum cover it. So we're going to hear that song. Then I think we might move on and hear the Smugglers cover the Pointed Sticks' song, What Do You Want Me to Do? That's how this is going to play itself out. Yes. Two awesome songs from two awesome bands. Yes, so here we go. This here, folks, is Bum covering the Vile Tones. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Change, do you good? But then the bubble burst your dream, and then Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You expressed explicitly your content.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, what did we just hear? That was the Mini Pops. The song was Because of the Dogs, and you can find that on a 1996 compilation entitled Killer Bands from Mars. Good old 90s. That was my era. That was when I just discovered in my intense love of indie rock music. Like that's when I started doing my first radio show back at the University of Windsor at CJAM. CJAM. Yeah, that was a good station. What was that? 89.5 maybe? I think something like that. And my radio show, my very first radio show was, check this out. This is how dedicated I was. Every Sunday night, and I'm not making this up, from 2 till 6 a.m. 2 a.m. in the morning to 6 a.m. 4 hours. I would drive to the University of Windsor and I would do it because I was dedicated and I was young. I was like pretty young and I just have really fond memories of that for sure. And I used to get one caller all the time and he was the nicest. He was like my bud. He was a security guard in Detroit because Windsor and Detroit are, and the University of Windsor is basically almost right on the Detroit River. So this guy worked just over the Detroit River, like literally, I don't know, a mile away or something. And so, and at the time, like the airwaves were pretty limited at the station. And so he would listen to my show and he really seemed to like me. And I liked him. He totally was a good old black dude from Detroit. And we just had this like Sunday morning thing. It was awesome. That was a long time ago. That was 96. All right. Let's move on. Let's not talk about how old I am. So that was the Mini Pops from that same era from 96. Okay. Before that, we heard something from the band Always. Now, Always is a band who started off, well, they're from the Maritimes, I believe Cape Breton Island. And the lead singer is one of the Rankin family daughters. So she's in that whole scene. And I believe they might now live in Toronto. Yeah, but they have their Maritime roots. And we heard the song Marry Me Archie from their self-titled debut album. And they're playing tonight. So go down to the Electric Owl. I will be there. It'll be fun, I hope. So there you go. So that was Always. Now, before that, we heard a killer cover of the band The Pointed Sticks with What Do You Want Me to Do? That was done by The Smugglers. And love it. That is on a compilation entitled Oh Canada, a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. And we heard Bum in there as well, covering the Vile Tones' song Screaming Fist. All right, my name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it is time for us to hear some more Canadian music. So let me see what I have coming up next. Well, you know what? Before I do, let's go over the weather, because I think the weather is always important. So it's currently 3 degrees out. Here in Vancouver, we are located in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the campus of UBC. That's where I'm at right now. So the overnight low is 1 degree. And then tomorrow, it looks like we have a high of only 5. So it's going to be pretty chilly tomorrow with cloudy with showers. So this is kind of a double whammy because usually when it's chilly, like cool like that, we have a high front. So it's sunny. But no, we don't. We have rain and cold. So not fun. And then let's head on over to Friday. Oh, well, high of 9, but with rain all day. And then into the weekend, we have Saturday, high of 9 with rain. And then Sunday, well, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with a chance of rain and a high of 8. So there you go. It's already December. I'm still feeling like it's October. Really, I'm that far behind. I feel like time has really sped up. I don't know. It's one of those. Yeah. And I'm trying to catch up. And I just cannot catch up. I just never seem to be able to do it. All right. So what do I have coming up for us, folks? It looks like I've got some Tough Age because why not? I always play Tough Age, but again, why not? They're probably one of Vancouver's best bands. We're going to hear something from their first record, which is self-titled, put out on Mint Records, and every song on this record is awesome. It's killer. So let's hear something I don't play very much. Let's do that, because I always play The Heart of Juliet Jones or Coffin Foam or cocaine vouchers. Let's hear I waste too much time on myself. Let's hear that. And this is CITR, of course, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Tough Age.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right, that was awesome. Let me turn that down. All right, that was Skinny Kids with the song A Stranger on the Highway. And I really enjoyed those guys. That is, I believe, on a 7-inch put out by Kingfisher Blues Records. And wow, really like those guys. It was recorded at Little Red Sounds Studios, and it was done by Felix Fung. So very cool. Very good. Okay, what else did I play there? Before Skinny Kids, we heard Tough Age with the song I Waste Too Much Time on Myself from their self-titled record on Mint. The Mini Pops as well, Because of the Dogs. Those guys are from Quebec City. And yeah, way back when. All right, it is 7:30 exactly. I'm here for another 30 minutes. And my name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music happens. And I'm only here every second week, okay? So I'm here every alternating Wednesdays from 6:30 until 8. Now, what do I have coming up next? Oh, let's see. I think I have. Let's make sure I'm good. Yeah, we're good. Something from a Mint compilation called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. Very cool. There's 15 songs on this. And we're going to hear the Newtown Animals, speaking of Jeff McCloy and Alex Angel, who I played earlier, in Fashionism. Now we're going to hear them in their Newtown Animals formation. So this song was actually recorded. Like, all of these songs are actually live, done, I believe, at CBC. Yeah, they're all, I think, were they all recorded by James Booth? I think so. Recorded. No, not necessarily. Okay, doesn't matter. But they're all, like, done off the floor live just for this compilation, which is actually kind of cool. Okay, we're going to hear the song Three Steps Backward. This song was done way back in 2001, and you can find the song on their album entitled Is Your Radio Active? I don't know. Is it? Mine is. All right, so let's make sure that I'm good here. This is song number 15. Yes, it is. All right. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver. Here is the Newtown Animals.
Yeah. sophomore album Loungewear from the Portland duo Mel Brewers brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whackjite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Drums. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th, at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.
That was the Constantines with the song Young Lions from their record Shine a Light from 2003, put out on Three Gut Records. The Constantines are a band. I think they're back together. They had sort of gone dormant there for a while, but out of Guelph, Ontario. And Guelph is significant in my life because I'm a graduate from the University of Guelph. I would be an alumni, and that would make me a Griffin. Yes. All right. Good old Guelph. It's a good town. It's about an hour outside of Toronto. Very cool sort of college town. All right. Before the Constantines, we heard the Repossessors. Now, the Repossessors are very cool. They're just a two-piece consisting of Chris or CJ. And he has a new drummer. Apparently, she's 20. And she's awesome. That's what I've heard. So, two-piece, we heard the song Pawn Shop from their record All Fixed Up. And go check them out. Yeah. I hear they're really good live. I've never seen them, but I need to. Oh, and CJ, or Chris, also is in, he's a Remore, so he's in the Remores. He plays the guitar, and really cool guy. All right, before that, we heard the Newtown Animals with the song Three Steps Backward from the Mint Records compilation. What's it called? It's called Mint Records Presents the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. That's right. That was recorded back in 2001. Yeah. All right, the time is 7:44, and we're listening to me, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music occurs, and we have about 15 more minutes or so until I'm done, and then I'll be back in 2 weeks, starting at 6:30. So Val Cormier, she is the person who is on after me, so hang in there until 8, and she'll be on with her show, Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. She's Trey Cool. Love her. How can you not love Val? And what do I have coming up now? I have something. Oh, I have Lady Hawk. Yes. So there are so many good shows. I am just totally, I've been going to a lot of shows. I'm calling it my rock renaissance. I got back into drumming way back when, just over a year ago, getting back into music, hardcore, and which means because I'm just so into it. I've been going out a lot, going to see tons of shows. And I saw Fashionism, as I mentioned last week. They were amazing, had such a good time. And the next show of interest, I think, coming up, one of them definitely is Lady Hawk. So Lady Hawk and Needles and Pins on December 18th at the Biltmore. So go check it out. It's going to be really fun. And then the next night is something fun. I think it's the 19th is that Keith Smith thing. So it's like bands that cover the Rolling Stones, and I think it is at the Electric Owl. So that's on Friday the 19th. I would like to go to that. I think a lot of people will. And I heard that it sells out, so go check that out. And then what else is going on? I feel like there's something on the 27th of December. Something rings a bell. Oh, it's the Spitfires. Oh my God. That's what's going on. So, wow. Yes, the Spitfires are back, folks. They rock hard. So go check them out. I should be there. That's the 27th. I knew something was coming up on the 27th. And then next month, wow, into January. I think it's January 11th. I'm super excited about this one. And that is... So I'm so excited. I forgot who they were. I'm talking about, oh God, Ian Savonius's band. Oh my God. What are they called? Anyways, Ian Savonius, previously of The Makeup. He's coming to town with his band who are called, oh God. Oh my God. How can I forget? Well, I'm so excited. I forgot. I am that excited. I actually forgot. So just know Ian Savonius. If you know him, you know, what are they called? Something Chain and the Gang. That's it. Chain and the Gang. And they're playing. So I am going to be there for sure. And the Courtneys are opening. So that should be a really fun show. So go check that out. God, I'm so excited. I just can't talk. I can't get my words straight. Whew. Okay. So Lady Hawk, here we go. We're going to hear something from the record of a couple of years ago called No Can Do. We're going to hear You Read My Mind. These guys are awesome. This last record was, I just loved it. Just killer. So check it out. You're going to love it. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Yeah, a little softer, ever metal, ever since I was little. Yeah, I'm growing softer all the time. All right, that right there was Mode Modern with the song Strangle the Shadows from the record Occult Delight. And then before that, we heard Hayden. I love that song, In September, from his record way back like in 95 or something. I think the name of the record, was it called Hayden? Or it was just In September. I'm not sure. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and I'm out of here. I just wanted to say goodbye and just to say that I had a really good time tonight. I enjoy all three of us. It's a good time. You know what? Music soothes the soul, right? So if you have problems, if you want to change your state of mind, just listen to some music. And I'm hoping that your night is a little bit better. I don't know. But anyways, we're going to move on to listening to something from a band that I love. They're called The Cinch. Now, The Cinch are a band who, wow, you had Jen Dion, you had Jen Smythe, you had CeCe Rose on drums, and a couple of others. They're five-piece, mostly girls, who were kind of shoegazy, kind of, so just drone rock. They were on the Seattle label Dirt Nap, and I'm going to play the song Forwards and Backwards. This is a song that I really like. It's a long one, so there you go. So Val will be on soon. I hope you enjoy The Cinch, and I hope you all have a good rockin' evening. My name's Anita B. saying good times here on CITR. This is The Cinch. Oops.